Mr. President?
Didn't want to interrupt your work, Al.
That's good, sir.
And wondered how your work was coming.
It's coming pretty well, sir. We hope to have something late this evening, and Bryce will be back at 7.
Tonight.
Tonight, and then we're going to go over the whole thing several times, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of honing to do, but it's moving.
Right. And the major feeling I have about the whole thing is to really hone this down in terms of the national security thing rather than being a great big apologia about Watergate. You know what I mean?
That's right. No, that's the core of it.
Watergate should be only incidental to it.
That's right. We've got to build the climate, the situation, what we were faced with,
and everything we've done, and say you're damn right. For example, somebody told me about the fact that somebody tried to make the fact that we had that I ordered lie detector tests of. Of course I did. Good God, you know in the various departments, you remember that. And,
absolutely.
And by God, they produced results which we can't talk about.
That's right. But that is all peripheral stuff. We've got to take on the big issue of the climate.
Yep.
The threat.
Right.
And just get that into the clearest kind of perspective.
And the things that we did. We did things at the FBI. We did things throughout the government. That's the big memorandum. We did things in terms of a White House capability. And that's that.
That's right. And that's what we'll do. I've talked to Elliot today, and he's quite optimistic now.
Oh, hell, he'll go through like Flynn, I think, now.
Right. So that's going to be a big help to
him. It'll be good. When does he think he'll get through, Al?
Well, his man is going up tomorrow, Cox. And he's hopeful he'll get right through.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a little bit of squabbling more about his authorities, but Cox has already come out supportive of it. The press has been picking on the Kennedy and what have you over the weekend. And I told Elliot to...
Picking on Kennedy what?
Be tougher on authority for Cox. You know, autonomy.
Kennedy has said that?
No, Elliot told me that they have been working on Kennedy to stand firm against any Elliot authority at all.
Oh, boy.
But that's, you know, this is a very minor hairline issue now. And I think we'll uncork it here.
He's got a good man. He's got he's given him great authority. One thing, incidentally, that was mentioned, I think somebody was talking to me today about some stuff where Henry was done some hand-wringing about, you know, about the, Henry was concerned about the morality of what was done.
No.
Good God Almighty, he's got to, when he gets back out, you've got to tell him he's got to stand like a rock on this, because he is the guy that Ehrlichman, Haldeman, everybody's going to say, push for this, you know.
Well, you don't have to be concerned about that. I've talked to him twice a day now.
Oh, tell me about that.
And he's fighting mad. He wants to get out, and just in fact, he wanted to give a press conference and say, you're goddamn right, and I do it tomorrow, and I do it forever.
Yeah. You don't want him to, though, huh?
Well, we might.
I think you may want to.
We might.
We may want him to. You mean after Tuesday?
Yes, afterwards, as one of the follow-ups.
Yeah. I think he's got to, actually. I think it's very important for him to come out and say, we had a massive problem. We couldn't have had our China initiative, our Russian initiative, or our Vietnam successes without having some sort of control. And as it was, the leaks impaired those initiatives.
That's right. Well, the Post is working on Henry, and they're trying to get to me now the same way, you know.
What, just talk about immorality?
As a sort of a brutal type who was instilling this this interest in bugging and
God damn it, I did it. Let me put it this. I'm not going to be a bit apologetic in meeting with those leaders. I think we've got to put it right on the line.
So do I.
Of course I did it, you know, and everybody else has done it, every president. And the height of it during, of course, the Bobby Kennedy administration.
Damn right. There's nothing to be apologetic about in any of that. Not a thing.
Also because we won't bother you the rest of the day then, Al.
No, I don't think you should be bothered with the paper until it's worth your time.
Yeah, and you just work on it and do your best. And what time do you want me to start looking? About 9 tomorrow morning, or would that be a good time?
Yeah, I think we ought to have a draft for you at 9.
Right. I think the best thing is for just you and me to talk about the damn thing first, don't you think so?
Right, sir. And I'm sure we'll have some stops and starts, but we'll do our...
Oh, I know that. I know that. And I know there are questions that you'll have to have answers to and so forth and so on. But that's that. And we'll just nail down every goddamn thing we can think of in this thing. I just put her all out there. And if they want to fight on the national security issue, and that's the way we'll take on this whole damn...
It's the way to do
CIA
it.
CIA thing. It's national security. You're goddamn right you're worried about the CIA and its national security. And that's why we did it. And that's why my conversation with Peterson was so important. I didn't give a goddamn what they did about Watergate, but I said, you stay the hell out of national security.
Exactly.
That's the way we got to handle it.
Right.
I read Henry's report on his meeting. He seems to be rather optimistic about getting a fairly good communique out of this.
Yes, and that will be great. And then we're going to have some things that's just going to go from this point on.
Right.
Got a lot of good positive stuff now.
Yeah, we can hope Schultz gets back from his junketing and gets to...
He's going to be at a meeting at 4 tomorrow afternoon that I pulled together here.
Who are you having at the meeting? Schultz,
Schultz,
Ash.
Ash, and he's coming back. Simon.
Huh? Simon.
Simon, who's a hell of an impressive guy.
He's impressive as hell.
And Burns. Stein.
Stein, right.
And maybe we ought to add Byrne. But I think maybe we go in-house first.
In-house first, yeah. But the point that I make is this. They've got to realize that there are times when we do things that may not be economically right, but which are politically imperative. That's really the August 1571 thing. Many had doubts on the economics, but all knew it was necessary politically, so we did it.
Well, that's what we're about. That's the name of the game.
And frankly, we've got to push Schultz off of the sort of the doctrinaire view here.
Very much so.
And
Simon agrees with that.
What does Simon feel?
He said that Schultz is on the wrong wicket. He said not only politically, but...
Economically?
Quite frankly, economically.
What's Simon think now, then? What's he believe we ought to do?
He thought that in January we moved in Phase 3 in a disastrous way.
Yeah, I agree with that, but what does he think he should do now?
He thinks...
maybe freeze?
Some healthy control.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he doesn't want to prejudge that, and he's got some broad ideas.
Good.
Which will come out tomorrow.
Good.
And the same on the energy. He thinks we've got to...
I agree.
Really reshuffle.
And that's one place where we can get Connally active in the energy thing.
That's...
I think Connally rather than Agnew, the idea of putting Agnew in charge of energy is that would be a dead loser.
No, we can't do that. He doesn't know it. It's too sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Connally will have to keep in a low profile, but we'll give him a key handle.
Right. Okay, well, I'm sorry you have to work this day. It seems every Sunday hour.
No, sir.
A problem. But, you know, I've been doing little. You know, you get up here in the mountain, you think a little, and then, hell, there's no choice but to fight like hell.
We're going to fight.
Jesus Christ, you know, I have a friend up here from Las Vegas who's from Florida, who's just living there at the present time. Said a very interesting thing. He said, you know, he brought it up and I didn't. He said, and people talk about resignation or impeachment. He said, do you realize what effect that would have on the Russians?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, do you realize the effect it'd have on the world? Do you realize the effect it'd have on the American people? He said, Jesus Christ, I mean, you got to fight this thing right through. And he said, you just remember there's a hell of a lot of people out there that want you to fight. He says, don't get the impression that all this is that big in the country. He says, of course it hurts, but he says, don't. In other words, his point is, we have no choice but to fight.
No, and we've got to settle with one group of people, and that's these guys on the Hill who are being stampeded by the press.
Yeah.
And get that goddamn thing under control.
Yeah, I guess it is the Hill, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The rest is immaterial. The press will never...
Yeah, no, I know the press
can't. We've got to try, but we're not going to...
But we've got to hold the Stennises and the Goldwaters and the others and so forth and so on. But I can't help but believe in when they hear me talk, God, they've got to be with us on this, don't you think so? I would even think, I don't know.
Well, I know, I've gotten word that Stennis has been very, very active, totally supportive, and has had a hell of an impact.
Has he?
Yes. And, you know, it's not like him to surface.
I know. He doesn't like to fight.
So I think think we're coming around, and the time is right. We talked about timing. The timing is now.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the offensive and go from there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, Al. Well,
Mr. President.
Keep your old chin up, boy, and tell all of them I appreciate all their hard work today, will you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How's Bizarre doing? Working good?
Oh, great. He's a tower.
You know, the way he nailed down that damned memo we were so concerned about, that damn thing would kill him. Do we think we should put that out, though? I just wonder if that thing isn't too sensitive to put out.
Well, it might be, but...
we could tell the leaders. We can tell the leaders.
What I'm thinking we might do is turn out the internal assessment part of it.
Yeah.
And some of the things that are less sensitive.
Yeah. And say that, and just tell the leaders, now, we have the rest here. If you want to go, we'll come out with it.
But, that's right.
But
we don't want to open ourselves to charges of being guilty of what we're preventing others from doing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But the internal assessment can be put out.
Yeah, and it's a pretty frightening assessment.
That's right. All right, boy. Thank you.
All right.
Good to talk to you.
Right, sir. Bye.